I wouldn't trade being a mom for the world, but it's also a full-time job. And that means sometimes I get less sleep than I'd like. So I make the most of the hours of sleep I do get with Cozy Earth's luxurious bedding products. Cozy Earth bedding products are crafted with temperature-regulating technology that adapts to your body's needs through all phases of motherhood. And they use only the very best fabrics, materials, and weaves, offering superior softness that invites you to sink into a world of comfort. I have the king sheets for my bed, the entire set, and I swear to you, it's like you can't wait to get in and you never want to get out. If you're a commitment phobe, that's totally fine because Cozy Earth stands by the quality and longevity of their products, so much so that you can enjoy a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty on all purchases. And just for our listeners, Cozy Earth has an exclusive Mother's Day offer. Use the code Jillian for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. That's CozyEarth.com. Cozy Earth, built to last through the hardest days and the longest nights of motherhood.
When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
Wantable navigates the world of fashion to bring you the latest trends personalized just for you and delivered right to your doorstep each month. It's like having your very own stylist. Choose from their fitness edit services where you can take a quick quiz and you can discover hand-picked items chosen to perfectly match your preferences. Keep what you love, return what you don't. Returns are free. You can cancel or skip at any time. They've got something for everyone, whether you're running errands or you're going to yoga. Everything is incredibly personalized. You can try all the stuff on in your own home, and it's price sensitive, so you pick what you want to spend. There's no obligation to keep anything. Try on designer brands in your living room. Send it back for free shipping. Go to wantable.com/Jillian to get started. Take that fitness quiz. Let them help you out. wantable.com/Jillian. You're listening to The Jillian Michaels Show. And now, Jillian Michaels.
Manus.
Yes.
Have you seen the new Barbie situation?
I haven't seen Barbie for a long... I have some old Barbies,
but... Look at this. This is amazing. Boy, talk about needing to adapt, because, I mean, I wouldn't even let Lubal watch the Barbie cartoon. She used to find it on her little iPad when we would travel.
Yeah, yeah.
And she would find it on YouTube, and I was like, no, we're not watching Barbie. And she was like, why? And I was like, because we're not down with Barbie. And
she said we're not down with Barbie.
I mean, and it's like, oh, Ken. I was like, you know, just puke. Everything I freaking hated about high school, that whole cartoon. You know, like the whitey in crowd. Are you going to the party? I was like, vomit. So I was like, no, we're not doing it. And I think more and more women were like, puke.
Yeah.
Puke with you and your skinny ass, white ass boyfriend and your dream house. F you. Vomit.
Wow.
You know, I can't.
Don't hold back any of those unearthed feelings.
Screw you.
Yeah, okay.
You know, and like all made up and like I just can't with your like expensive shit and your, I can't.
No nipples though. She never had nipples.
Really? No. Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, listen to this. So Mattel, the maker of Barbie, announced Thursday the iconic doll will come in 3 new body types and a variety of skin tones and hairstyles. You think?
Okay.
Finally. And so she's like, she's black, she's Latin, she's Asian, she's curvy, she's tall. She's all different kinds of
23 new dolls with different skin tones, hairstyles, outfits, and flat feet. Look.
Flat
then her perpetually
feet. Flat feet.
No, sky high heels, no more.
Oh, the dog used to always swallow the shoes anyway.
Oh. Look at them, there she them. Is. Look at Barbie. She's a ginger. She's got blue hair here and those big hips. I love it. Nice curvy booty. And there she looks like Lupita Nyong'o. And this one is a white girl. We'll allow it.
That's Skipper. She looks like Skipper.
Well, yeah, this one's Latin. I love it. I got to admit, bravo Mattel. Whoever did this, good for you, dude. Right in the nick of time.
Well, in my day, there was Barbie, white Barbie. There was white Ken.
Whitey McWhiterson Barbie.
But she had, and then she had her friend Skipper, who was white, short.
Whitey Skipper, sure.
Okay. But then she had, then there was a Midge. And I can't, I think there was a Midge.
This is so important. And I cannot tell you how important it is. And like, even, I mean, my daughter looks at me the other day and her therapist, because I, of course, was in therapy at a young age. And, you know, I also put Lou, it's play therapy, right?
Mm-hmm.
But her therapist was like, I want you to know, you know, that Lou has been like, when we do play, she will say, well, this doll's mommy. She's like, why? And she'll say, well, because she has the same hair color or whatever. And I'm like, well, she never talks to me about this. And she's like, I don't think she wants to hurt your feelings. I got a 5-year-old who doesn't want to hurt my feelings. Talk about doing something wrong. So I was like, okay. And I, you know, she's like, I don't want to break her confidence. So I've been trying to get her to kind of open up to me. So the other night, you know, usually at night we read our books and we've been reading Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. And she was just yapping. And I was like, and I go, Mama, I'm like, do you want to talk? You not want to read tonight? She's like, I want to talk. And I was like, wow, okay, right? And she goes, Mom, why are my lips black on the outside and pink on the inside and your lips are only pink? And I was like, all right, how, you know, because I'm an idiot. I'm not only am I not a parenting expert, I'm certainly not equipped, you know, to have these kinds of conversations. But the therapist was like, don't, you know, you don't want to make a huge deal out of it, but you also don't want to ignore her feelings. So I was like, well, baby, I'm like, you know, everybody looks different, right? And I was like, Grandma Joanne has brown eyes and I have green eyes, right? And Mommy, you know, Phoenix has brown eyes. And like, I was like, everybody comes in different shapes and sizes. And I showed her like a picture of like Lupita Nyong'o and Danai Gurira. And she goes, well, did God make more white people than black people? How? And I go, they come in all different. And she goes, well, how many? Who did he make the most of?
What an interesting question.
Well, look around.
Yeah.
What does she see? Look, go to a magazine stand. Tell me how many black women you see on the cover. Tell me how many black men you see.
So look, that's her perception. That's her perception then, that there weren't as many.
Yeah, God didn't make as many black people. I mean, but look around. Look around. Look at the Oscars. And that conversation's a bigger conversation. You know, I don't even think it's necessarily, for me personally, I don't think it's even the Academy. I think that people are not. And I've been complaining about this for a long time. I'm like, why did I have to learn about Lupita Nyong'o because she played a slave? Why didn't I learn about her as Katniss Everdeen? Why didn't I learn about her as the new Jedi? Why didn't I learn about her as Pretty Woman? I learned about her because she played a slave. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, why are black women not getting those roles that white women are getting? It's bullshit. Or black men, for that matter. You know? And that's really where progress needs to be made. But again, Barbie, white. Turn on most of these cartoons. Luckily for kids, they're like characters, right? Like the Bubble Guppies or, you know, the frickin' Paw Patrol, they're dogs. But even Ryder, the captain of the Paw Patrol, is a white kid. He's not black. You know, Dora, we got Dora, she's Latin. We got Doc McStuffins, she's black. But like, that's why they say the token black character, the token black friend.
Yeah, where there used to be the token woman too.
Or the token, sure. Or like, yeah, we got a token gay guy on that, sure.
Right.
But the thing is, you know, my daughter's not the only one who sees these things. And even, by the way, even if she didn't have two moms who were not black, another little girl who's black, Latin, Asian, Native American, what have you, with parents of the same race, is still going to look at the media
and the toys and the dolls and all of that stuff, it's predominantly Caucasian, which is outrageous, dude. It's outrageous. It's outrageous.
It's just interesting. You know, it's so interesting, the questions that you are, that you answer at bedtime. You know what I mean? These are questions that, you know,
not stuff that makes parenting hard, not the lack of sleep.
Yeah.
Although I miss that. But yeah.
No, it's just, you know, it's just interesting to say, how do you approach those answers? I guess you approach the answers as honestly and as gently.
Someone asked me recently, I did this, this woman, Bevelations, she's got a show on Sirius, right? When I was promoting the reality show, she's Black. And she asked me if I've taught Lou or Lou knows about slavery yet. And I was like, No. And I mean, she knows about MLK, she knows about Haiti, but she doesn't understand. She just knows they were good people who fought off bad people, right? But she's like, she asked me why, and I was like, because she's so little and so impressionable, I don't want her to go, oh, you know, maybe I am less than, you know, oh, Black people were treated X, Y, and Z, maybe there's a reason for it. I don't want her to think that there's any good reason for that other than evil. You know what I'm saying? She's so little, and I can't have that conversation with her right now. She's so little. How do you explain slavery to a 5-year-old? Not now. She's not ready to deal, I don't think.
What did the host of the show say?
That she necessarily agreed with me, you know, and the thing is, like, you know, you're going to get a lot of flack from different communities about, oh, you know, you're white people raising a Black child, as though, honest to God, like, we're different species, which is absurd. But the reality is, you know, everybody's going to judge the way you parent, whether it's, you know, you're a biracial family.
Absolutely,
or not.
Absolutely, yeah.
But what I can say is, whether, you know, despite the fact that my daughter is growing up in a biracial family, any Black child, any Latin child, any child of color is going to look at the majority of the media and the dolls and the toys and the magazines and the books and the characters are mostly white. They're mostly white. I took her to Peanuts. I took her to see that Charlie Brown movie. Where's the Black kid in that? They're not Black. And I know it's an old cartoon, but again, this is what I'm saying. Charlie Brown's white. Peppermint Patty's white. Lucy's white. Sally's white. Marcy's white.
Just to go back to the, you know,
this is what I'm saying.
No,
Bravo Mattel. It's about frick. You're a little late, but better late than never. It's a big deal. What were you going to say, Manus?
No, I just, you know what you're saying about Isla Lupino. I mean, the fact that she became known because she played the character of a slave. But I mean,
yeah.
Those movies, though, those
my
are
mom
important.
Tried to, I but, know, but that's not my point. I'm not saying we don't make the movie. I'm just saying, why am I learning about all of these actresses in these movies? It's always a movie. And my mom's like, we need these movies. They're important movies. I'm like, I understand. But why is Idris Elba not playing James Bond? Why am I learning about him as Nelson Mandela? I'm fine to learn about him as Nelson Mandela, and I'd also like to see him as James Bond.
Gotcha. No, I get it.
This is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
And I think that it's just, you know, as a person, I will say, as a person that, you know, is gay.
You're gay?
Ugh.
I didn't know you were gay.
It definitely, I think, allows me. I think that because, you know, you experience that kind of like, oh, you feel like you're an, you know, all the main characters are straight and whatever, you
sure.
Identify with, you know, a Black child that's looking at most of the cartoons and they're all white, or you know what that feels like. And I just think if we're going to progress as a culture and as a society and evolve as a species, this needs to be our number one topic of conversation, is diversity, is coexistence. I think if we're going to improve the quality of life for human beings everywhere, and we're going to evolve as a species, we need to be focusing on diversity, seeing people of color, different genders, different orientations, different religious backgrounds together a lot, so we learn about one another, so it's not scary, so we're dispelling myths and bullshit, and we learn how to coexist. And I think the first step is 23 different Barbie dolls, different colors, or, you know, not the first step, but an important step. It's a big deal. I'm telling you, it is. I'm telling you.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Everybody knows the advantage of having your own website, but finding a designer is expensive, confusing, frustrating, and this company called Weebly makes it easy for you. Weebly was created for people with the courage to start their own business who dream of being their own boss. And you don't need to be a web designer. You don't need to know how to code. They help you create a beautiful website, a blog, or an online store. They make it simple. They make it easy. And everybody here was really impressed with the wide variety of professionally designed mobile-friendly themes to choose from. You simply drag and drop to quickly build and publish your site. Honestly, it's that easy. You can customize, update, and change your site at any time you want on any device. Join the over 30 million people who are already dreaming big with Weebly. Get started today for free at Weebly.com/Jillian. That's Weebly.com/Jillian. Weebly.com/Jillian. I would like to talk about something serious.
Oh, God. I don't know why when you say things like that. I don't know if you're setting me up or not.
This is important to me.
Okay.
And I think it's important to everybody listening. And it's about my internet connection. Seriously. Oh, my God. How
about
is it
your
possible?
Internet connection?
Yeah, my Wi-Fi. How is it possible that we can put a man on the moon and, like, I can't... What the F? I just, seriously, like, one of the worst things I've ever seen is when, you know that little cone with the lines?
Yes, the cone.
That tells you how your signal is?
Yeah.
When I've got just the very, just the dot on the bottom of my triangle with the lines on your phone, I want to kill myself. Or the little red part of your battery, but which is a different conversation. So I'd like to talk about.
No, we can talk, but don't
you... I came across ways of improving your Wi-Fi connection.
Wow.
A stronger signal without upgrading.
Wow, and who would have thunk?
Are you ready? Okay, here we go. So, location... Oh, sorry, hang on, so we don't get sued. This is on TimeMagazine.com.
Okay.
Okay, you ready? Location, Manus. So it says, when it comes to coaxing stronger Wi-Fi from your router, it's all about location.
Your router?
Router. Whatever the router.
Wow.
Router.
You know what? This, all I'm going to say is, do not quit your day job, okay? As a tech expert, so you hook, so your router.
What's your router hooked up with?
Yeah, what's your router hooked up with there, Jillian?
Do you want this information? Or just
no, I
shit all over me.
I do.
You're going to shit all over
me? I'm just so thrilled you said router. Okay? It makes me happy inside that you said that.
It is rooting things.
No, it's rooting. Absolutely. So, okay, so you want to check where
your route.
You want to check where your router is. Okay? Go on.
So, all those things that make up your home, okay, your doors, your walls, your windows, they're impediments for your Wi-Fi signal.
Okay.
So, they're talking about where to place your router to keep your signals moving along. Higher is better. So, if you live in a... Yeah, if
I
you live in a two-story house... Okay, see?
No, I did not know it
you
because...
See?
I'm at my sister's place, and her router often doesn't have a good signal.
Put it up top.
Put it up top.
Put it up as high as you can put it.
Okay.
So, it says the second floor is better than the first floor. The device's antenna works like an umbrella, and the higher you put it, the more coverage you get below.
Hence why the arc goes higher. I never thought of that.
And the cone.
The cone.
Yeah. Higher is better. Just remember that the floor slows signals down, so you may not want to put it in the attic, it says.
Okay.
Okay. Seize the middle ground. Doors and walls are trouble, too. That means the closer the router is to the center of your home, the better you'll be. So somewhere in the middle, high.
Yeah,
up.
Middle high.
So, shift the receiver. Okay? So, they say it's just as important to think about the placement of the devices receiving the Wi-Fi signal. For starters, don't put the Apple TV in a cabinet behind closed doors. It might even help to move the device a few inches backwards, forwards, or to the side. So move it around, obviously, until you see, like try different areas, till you see if you get a better signal.
Okay.
Yeah. And don't put it behind, in like a...
In a closed area.
Yes. In like a media cabinet. Don't do that because the walls of that media cabinet block some of that signal.
Okay.
Huh? Okay.
Remember the rabbit ears? I bet you do, old girl.
Yes, I do. Back in the day. Rabbit ears.
All right, let's see. Watch this. Do you guys know what rabbit ears are?
Yep. I grew up in a tiny town in Montana. We didn't get internet till 2007.
Oh, the antennas on top of the TV.
Yes. Where'd you see those? In a museum?
In Happy Days. I don't know. When you watch Happy Days.
Yeah.
He doesn't even know where he saw them.
Okay. I used to get hit in the hand with a broken one from a piano teacher.
Jesus, man.
Mrs. Dormer. When I play piano, she took her broken rabbit ears and she'd smack my fingers if they weren't sitting high.
This is like darkness, though.
Well, she was Mrs. Dormer. She had blue hair.
Stuff that kind of...
She was the minister's wife.
Sort of disturbing. That couldn't happen in Canada.
Yeah.
Beating?
Yeah.
No, there's a lot of...
But Janice is old, dude. This is like back when they would get the belt.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
The wooden spoon.
Okay. I'm ready for the next one. The next tip. Tip.
My kids, if somebody took out like a rabbit ear, my son would just look like, really? He'd be like, this is a joke, right? Can you imagine kids today? Someone whipped out an antenna to hit them. My son, like, seriously, he just look at you like, Lane, start laughing his ass off.
Okay, wait a minute. Just to protect the Dormer family, she didn't beat me with the antenna. She hit my top of my hand when it wasn't high enough. Okay, there was no beating.
All right. It says because Wi-Fi signals bounce all over the house, you have to fiddle the position of the antenna. One antenna at a time. So you know your router has an antenna?
Yes.
Move it.
Okay.
Yeah, think of the old school rabbit ear antenna and shift the antenna until you get the best signal.
Okay.
Did you know that?
No, I did. I did not, and I know that my sister's router does have an antenna.
It says, and just because you don't see antennas on your router doesn't mean they're not there. They may be inside the device. To redirect them, simply rotate the router or change the orientation of the router from horizontal to vertical or vice versa.
Absolutely. I've seen that done. I've seen people put their router on its
sideways.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, last one. Pop your corn before the movie. Certain things like baby monitors, old cordless phones, anything running Bluetooth, or even your microwave can mess up your signal. So if you're planning to stream a movie, unplug the monitor, pop your corn first, turn off the Bluetooth on your phone. Yeah.
Okay, is this segment done?
Is this the tech segment? This is probably the best segment we've done in a while.
No, this is honestly...
People need this info. I personally was like, dear God... What great advice.
Okay, is there any more positioning for the router, or is this the end of it? Are we just talking about a router, or are we going to talk about other tech things in the Wi-Fi?
But this is the whole, your Apple TV, okay. Your router.
So here's the tips. So
your
make
phone, this works your phone.
So let's put this in a little ball.
This affects your phone,
okay,
your laptop.
Absolutely. No, very important. So the router has to go in the upstairs, not in the top. It has to go... Kind of could possibly on its side. Don't keep your Apple TV. I'm doing a synopsis of what you've just said, and don't pop your popcorn. Wow, this is, you know what? I think this, we're gonna send
you can
this
shit all over it. It was in Time magazine.
Okay, I'll tell you right now.
Someone smart thought this. Had
I'm
value.
Sending this to the Marconi people right now. This, I
think.
You know
what? I'm going to sabotage the shit out of your drive time show. I'm going to call in.
No, you know what?
I'm going to call in.
Honestly, no, Jillian, honestly, I feel, and just so we can maybe, just so the Marconi people can see, what does the tech advisor wear? If you're, when you do, because hopefully you're going to do another one of these stellar segments.
I think the tech advisor, what does the tech advisor wear? I think they look like, I think they're like those young kids with the long beards.
Google Glass.
Google Glass. Yeah.
Okay, that's what you're wearing. Okay. Yeah. Great. All right. Dear Mr. Marconi.
Oh, is it a dude? It's a guy?
George Marconi. It's a guy.
Is he alive?
No, I think he's dead. With his people. His people.
Marconi Radio. Let's call. All right, let's do this. Jake, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
What number are you calling, Jillian?
This
please,
doesn't sound like a real...
Please don't.
Hello, Marconi Radio.
Hi, are you guys in charge of the Marconi Awards?
No.
You're not? If the Marconi, it's a radio award. For sure? Because you're Marconi Radio. Have you heard of the Marconi?
We're Marconi Radio, but we're just an electronic store.
Oh.
Oh, an electronic store.
All right, sorry about that.
Maybe you could ask him about the router.
Thank you so much.
Okay. All right.
Oh, shit. All right, hold on.
Why didn't you ask him about
some Guglielmo Marconi? Is that him?
George. His name is George.
Guglielmo.
From Italy. Bologna, Italy? Him? He won a Nobel Prize.
Tony. He's the creator of the radio, and it's after him.
Oh, my God. Radio Award.
Yeah, look that up and call them. Call I can't believe you just
Overview. The Marconi Awards.
See?
The 2015 Marconi Radio Awards.
Who won in 2015? Who did we miss?
Call. Probably that Howard Stern. Again. God damn it.
Stop swearing. Do you have any clucks?
Discover what it feels like to win a Marconi. Okay. I wouldn't know, pricks. There's a video.
don't play the video.
Discover Let's, what it yeah, feels
ready?
Like.
Discover
I can't
what
believe
it feels
you
like.
Called Mark to win Marconi's Marconi.
That's what it says.
Sound shop.
And the NAB.org. How do we... There's not a phone number. Nicole, get me a number.
Here's these stations know what's hot.
Awesome to be in this room with so much greatness.
We're not even in the room.
This is such a dream realized.
This is the ultimate Marconi Award.
I'm almost in tears right now.
It's amazing.
We're not even in the
room.
It's a greater honor. We're not even in the room.
The NAB Marconi Radio Awards. It is a spectacular night.
Nicole, get me a phone number.
Jillian, we're never going to get one.
Watch me.
This
Not
is
only
a
that, I'm going to get a Grammy.
Gigantic
or
honor.
An Emmy.
Thank you for believing
I'm gonna
in
get
radio.
An award for...
I think I'll just stay up all night and celebrate.
Look at this
wow.
Guy. That guy won.
You can't get an Emmy for a podcast. That's television.
Oh, we're going to do better than this. All right, Nicole, get me a phone number. Nicole.
I'm working on it.
Nicole.
Oh, my goodness.
It's the National Association of Broadcasters.
Oh, my God. You're going to phone the NAB. Oh, sweet Lord.
How about advertising and event marketing?
Technology, television, conventions, radio. Radio. What about radio, Manus? Research and information.
Well, I don't know.
Let's call research and information.
Okay.
Nick, what are the rules?
Going back. Hang on.
Oh, my God.
Who's Malik? Who's Malik again? What, Nicole? Rules. Honest to God.
Going back. Okay. Because there's the Crystal Radio Awards and the national ones, besides the Marconi.
I want the Marconi one.
Okay.
Why don't these people answer their phone? They're dodging me.
Carol Claxton is currently away.
No.
If you'd like to leave a message, please wait for the tone.
Nicole, what are the
okay,
rules?
Are you ready? There's a lot of them. There's a lot of them.
Go.
All right, stations and personalities who won a 2015 Marconi cannot be nominated in the same category again in 2017.
Blah, 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 yeah. Mm-hmm.
Only one nomination per station is allowed for Personality of the Year by market size. Syndicated personalities are not eligible to enter Personality of the Year market size.
Oh, we haven't entered. This is the problem,
Entry
Janice.
Entry should not exceed
We've
200
never entered.
Words. Ooh.
Janice, we haven't entered. You know why? You've been saving it for yourself in your new drive show.
Oh.
That's what she's been doing.
You can't.
Sneaky.
Canadians can't win the Marconi Award. It's only in the States.
Broadcast Education Association.
It doesn't say that here. It doesn't say you can't be Canadian.
Legal. Marketing. Member benefits. What about membership? Let's try that one. One more.
You need to include the highlights, including audience reach, innovative programming, and revenue generation.
Oh, revenue generation. That could be a problem.
Yeah.
We haven't generated any revenue. But I have sold a hell of a lot of those socks. Those Bomba socks. I sold a bunch of those. Well, this is terrible music.
I'm surprised for radio.
Oh, one of them.
Ah!
Please leave a message for DM membership.
Hold on, I got
Speak
this.
Speak to an operator. Press
Hold
zero.
Hold
After
on,
the
yeah.
tone, please record.
Ah, zero! Zero!
When you finish for transferring your call.
One of the things that you have to talk about is special considerations or hurdles that you've encountered and how they were overcome.
There have been so many.
But I think
Janice is gay. Think of all the prejudice we've had against her.
I was thinking you're the hurdle for Janice.
That's right. Hold on. We've had all that prejudice against Janice being gay.
Hang on.
Please leave a message
oh
for
my God.
Membership.
Hold on. No, don't
Speak
hang
to
up.
An operator.
Hold on.
Press zero.
They traveled
After the
us
tone,
back.
Please record your message.
Zero?
When
Zero
you again. Recording,
no,
you
see discipline.
God, I feel like I'm in the Truman Show.
If they don't answer this time, I'm just gonna leave a message. Hold on. This music is really upsetting, though. You see how they try to placate you with this music?
It's wrong.
Like you're not pissed off that you haven't been acknowledged or recognized for your on-air brilliance. This is mental.
Please leave a message.
Let me leave a message.
Membership.
Hold on.
To speak to an operator, hold press on. Zero. After the tone, please record your message. Yeah. When you finish recording, hang up or press the pound key for more options.
Hi, this is Jillian Michaels. We've been trying to reach somebody about my Marconi Award. I know this sounds funny, but I'm serious. I'm serious as hell about it. I'm upset that my producer, Janice, has not... Wait, no, I mean it! Has not nominated me. We've called all these phone numbers, nobody answers, and half of them are disconnected, which is outrageous, and your hold music is terrible, I'll have you know. Who do I need to speak with? Can you please call my assistant, Nicole, back at the... Because I would like to put... I would like to nominate myself for the Marconi. And by the way, this is on the air now, and this is innovation, correct? We look forward to hearing from you. Did I mention I'm famous? I think that's good. You can hang up.
Okay. You know, do you realize that really went on?
Of course I did. All right, if you've always wanted to be your own boss or start your own business, but you don't have a ton of cash and you're not quite sure what you want to do, here is a great idea. It's the Selfie Station. Check this out. I love this company. Basically, a selfie station is a portable touchscreen photo booth that you can lease out for weddings, corporate functions, trade shows, proms, promotional events, parties, bat mitzvahs, you name it. Selfie Station captures lifelong memories that can be emailed, texted, printed, personalized, and even uploaded to your social media. You can't believe how much people will pay to make your business the life of their party. It's the easiest income you'll ever earn, and it pays for itself in no time at all. You can start your own business right now. Now, as a special introductory offer, get $500 off the professional package. That's $500 off. Go to selfiestationpodcast.com. Type in my name, Jillian. That's selfiestationpodcast.com. Promo code Jillian.
All right, we're back. We are with T-Major.
Look at her little face. Look at her little gay face just light up.
Yeah. My little gay face. But today, since we've already met T, today we're going to kind of get into some nuts and bolts.
Yeah, we're going to talk about body weight versus weight training. And what I think the best things are of each and why you should do both.
Oh.
Pretty simple.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Go.
Wow.
Off
to the races. Bow.
All right, so we'll start with body weight training, which I think would be semi-obvious for some, but like reiterate, yeah. Lay it out for me. What are the benefits?
Well, let me start with a little bit of background, right? So I started out with weight training 16 years ago.
Did you really? I didn't know that.
I did. I started weight training when I was 14. I had a very smart strength coach. My foundation was very strong in Olympic lifting and weight training, and I've been doing it ever since.
Interesting. Okay, so I have a question for you, though, about the Olympic lifting thing. I'm taking this off piece for a second here. How much education do you think it requires to teach Olympic lifting?
Yeah, a superb amount. I mean,
This is what I'm saying. This is my issue with CrossFit. It's not the Olympic lifting. It's the fact that you can go for a weekend and get certified to teach it, and then you should do Olympic lifts to time. For me personally, I think that's just suicide.
Yeah.
But when you have incredible coaches that know what they're doing, that's why I love Kelly Starrett, who's a CrossFit guy, but he has the education to teach it. T has the education to teach it.
Right.
And that's what you've got to be careful of. Yeah, it's not the modality. It's who's teaching it, how they're utilizing it with you. Sorry, go ahead.
That's right. No, I agree
with
you.
That's right, because you're the person who can speak about that.
This incredible structure, right, CrossFit. But, yeah, I mean, you like when you have 300 locations, not all the coaches are good. They can't possibly be.
And anybody can open up a gym. Anybody can open up a gym.
Yeah.
Anybody.
What does it cost? I mean, it's nothing to open up a gym.
So, anyway, sorry, go ahead.
But, yeah, I mean, you know, these are Olympic lifts. They're done in the Olympics. I mean, to be really good at it, the top of your craft, I mean, that's Olympic level, right? So you're Susie Homemaker who just hopped off the couch and you're going to jump into a gym and try to perform these lifts. Like, use common sense, right?
Right.
You really should know that you should start slow. Yeah. Right. And then you have some coach that's in here barking down your neck, telling you to sling this up over your head.
Speed it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just
crazy.
It's lunacy. It's crazy. So anyway, let's get back to training. It wasn't until I decided to start training in around 2009 or 2010, professionally training others, that I really started to hone my craft in the bodyweight training. What I discovered from all that bodyweight training I was doing was that I was getting exponentially stronger in certain areas that Olympic lifting and weight training could never even touch, specifically my core.
Yep.
My core strength went through the roof. And then once my core strength started going through the roof, then all the extremities, right, everything that works off the core, I noticed started getting stronger. My pull-ups increased, not just the power of my pull-up, right? Now I can throw myself over the bar, clap behind my back, do all that stuff. But also the frequency,
me too.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what I just did this morning.
Also, it went from like 10, 11 pull-ups to like 25, you know, at a time.
You're a big guy, too.
I mean, a lot of weight.
You know, he's a big peanut.
He's a big
peanut. So it's a lot of peanut to pull up.
I was worried where you were going with the peanut at first.
Will I ever graduate to walnut? Something?
Maybe walnut.
I don't think so. No, yeah. Go on. Yeah.
Once my core strength improved, I started to notice that I could just perform more difficult bodyweight exercises almost without even trying. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm going to let you guys in on a little secret. A lot of the 44 that you see.
Oh, I have to elaborate. So for those of you who missed the last segment we did with T, he has a video on YouTube called Bodyweight 44, and it's 44 bodyweight exercises that are, let's just say, extraordinarily impressive. So you should Google it. It's quite amazing.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So those 44 movements, a lot of them, it was my first time ever doing them. Actually, I came up with 45, and I could only do 44.
Which is the 45th?
It was
the one I queefed on.
It probably. No, it was like a planche push-up or something, right? Which is where your legs are actually elevated off the ground.
Oh, sweet Mary.
And you're just using your upper body to do a push-up.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. So I wasn't strong enough to do that yet, so I just bumped it down. I was like, whatever. I mean,
44 is good. I like 44 anyway. I think it's a good number.
It's kind of a catchy number. It's cool. It's even. So that's where that came from. And I just went out and I just fired them off.
I like it. Here's the thing. I don't want anybody to be, when you watch it, it's not, in my opinion, you're watching the video, it's meant to be inspirational, right? That's not where T's instruction lies. He's going to have a fitness channel that's going to be up shortly and teammajor.com where you can learn how to do it. But he also has his YouTube channel, his Instagram, his Twitter, T-Major, that's his name, T-E-E-M-A-J-O-R, where you can learn and you can build up to
I'm glad you said that, because that's exactly what that story is meant to do. It's not meant to...
It's meant to inspire.
It's not meant to impress you, it's meant to inspire you. I'm not trying to impress you, I'm trying to impress upon you that the core strength that I acquired from doing these basic calisthenics movements and then really sticking to them allowed me to just go out and perform to the best of my athletic ability.
Now, I have a question for T. Now, because Jillian kind of thought that I was being crouching tigers and dragons.
When you tried to do your handstand?
No, not the handstand. When I was talking about core. Remember, I was talking about...
She was excited that Kate Blanchett got off the floor without using her hands and Carol.
I didn't see that.
No,
I would imagine
that you'll be impressed.
Yes, you need to watch a movie about a lesbian love affair in 1950. I think you'll gain a lot.
Yeah.
You'll love
that. I'm excited.
I'm just saying.
Kate Blanchett just gets up. She just stands up. Wow. And you thought the 44 was impressive. This is nothing compared to when she just gets up off the floor.
When you are connecting with your core, do you...
Oh, here we go.
No, it's an important question.
Here we go.
Is it not just physical? Is it in your mind as well? Like, is there something? Do you?
Here we go again.
I thought we were
done with this.
No, but is there something?
Oh, sorry.
That you put your head into your core.
Yeah, I mean that's the mind.
See, Jillian.
I understand what she's saying. This is that mind-body connection that you're trying to really.
It is.
I mean, I don't put my head in my core, but I get what you're saying, right? It's like.
God bless you.
It's visualization.
Over, stick my head at my own ass. But all the way up there.
It's visualization. Yeah.
It is. That's what it is. A form of visualization.
Yeah. You feel vindicated?
Yeah. I do feel vindicated.
So we know the benefits of body weight training. What do you believe the benefits of weight training are, and when do you like to add them into your programs?
I believe that the strength I've gotten from weight training the right way has really strengthened my body to be quite resilient.
And what do you mean when you say the right way?
I mean, you actually could do more damage by weight training the wrong way to your tendons and ligaments.
Right.
I mean, yeah. You can, if you do it, I mean, obviously if you do it the right way, you can really weaken the tendons and ligaments if you do things the wrong way. I mean, I see guys all the time in the gym.
Don't make you crazy.
Oh, it drives me nuts. I mean, leg pressing with like 3,000 pounds and just like locking out at the knees, for example. I've seen a video of a woman.
No. Bad video. No, don't. No.
But that's but
no.
It's so awful.
No.
But that goes back to when you first were here and you talked about the ego. That's where ego takes
over,
is it not?
God, no.
Yeah.
I became sort of a heavy lifting convert just a little bit this year. Not as like a, like I work it in piece by piece. Like I'll do like weights for each muscle group once a week. But only because when we were doing Sweat Inc.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I, as a woman, you're always like, and at the end of the day, you know, oh, you'll never get big. But at the end of the day, like I can get thicker.
You're pretty swole.
I don't love it. So I was always like, no. And, it really is hard. You have to have genetics.
Hmm.
And I try to keep women from worrying about that. But some of us can get, and I'm thick. Short. I don't want to be thick. And so I kind of moved away from it and started just focusing on all bodyweight training and lightweights.
Mm-hmm.
But then when we were doing Sweat Inc., we had this guy had a PhD in exercise science. And we were doing all these tests on all these different types of fitness, and it was giving you the best fat metabolism
mm-hmm.
after like resistance training.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, ugh. I'm like, oh God, it's so up, down. It's so linear. I get bored with it, but I do it once a week for the benefits of it.
Yeah.
And it's everything that T's talking about. You know,
but Jillian, like also though, density. With like your hectic career, and I mean, I can't even imagine the amount of pressure and stress that you're under. Psychologically, like, what does weight training do to you? Like, I would imagine that getting in there and throwing some heavy ass weight around, it's so good for you. I mean, when else do you get to really push your will?
Well, I threw John Carlos through the wall the other day. Yeah. He pissed me off.
Good.
You're not wrong. And it had been such a long time since, and it was a strength and conditioning coach actually mm-hmm. that was showing me a few things that he had like reinvented the weightlifting bench, which I was like, oh, this is stupid. And it ended up being genius.
Hmm.
This guy was real smart.
We just heard Jillian admit she was wrong.
I couldn't believe it. Like,
I mean,
he was so clever. He'd like created this platform that swiveled in a million different directions and up, down, either. And so any athlete could utilize it, and it would force you to engage your core.
That's cool.
And it was awesome.
Safe?
Very. It's called M-Core. He built it with a couple of his students that were engineers.
Wow.
Just a clever, clever, clever guy. And when he was showing it to me, and then we tested, you know, we did all the tests on his workouts and this, that, and the other. And I was like, all right, you know what? I love the functionality of bodyweight training. I love, mm-hmm. my awareness of my body in space.
Mm-hmm.
I love that it keeps me leaner, but I'm going to add this back in like once a week. And I have noticed it's great for all bone density, like tendons, ligaments, fat metabolism. It shakes it up. I think sometimes you got to just get in there and shake it up. And I think that's what's great is that, you should do both.
Yeah.
You should. You absolutely should. And how would you program that? Do you like to incorporate weights in with body weight?
Mm-hmm.
Do you like to just do straight weights? What is your philosophy on all of that?
I think, honestly, you get the most benefit from separating the two. Yeah. I mean, you have what's called now functional training, right?
Right.
Which you can actually start to incorporate weights with your body weight training. And I enjoy doing that as well.
I've thrown light weights into body weight training.
Yeah.
Very light weights.
I mean, a kettlebell, you know, in used in certain movements can be a very functional piece of equipment, and it can be used in a very functional way, right, to strengthen your core and move across different planes. And it can be great. But I feel like when you separate the two and you focus on the two and you provide as much energy as you possibly can to the two, and what I mean is body weight training and weight training, then you get the most benefit, right? At the end of the day, I want to move well, extremely well, personally. I want to move as – I want to reach the peak of physical fitness that this body is possible to perform at, right? And I'm going to use weight training in order to test and see where I've progressed through my body weight training, right? I want to take my muscle up, which for the listeners, it's on a pull-up bar, pulling yourself up over the bar and then pressing through at the top, you know, like tricep extension at
easy.
The top.
It's very easy. I did that this morning as well.
Well, I want to be able to throw myself up and maybe clap or I want to be able to perform a lot of those.
Which I did too.
Yeah.
This morning.
Yeah.
This morning. I did that this
You're
morning.
Busy.
I was.
And I mean, what's the point of that, right? There's going to be a lot of people that are like, well, what's the point of that? You know, you're just throwing yourself over a bar clapping. It's completely showing off. Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is. It is. And I'm proud to say that because I want to step off of that just for me. It's for me. I want to be able to walk away and go, I just did that. That's pretty cool that I'm able to push my body to that point and do that. What
I think
else
it's also,
can I do?
Exactly. That's exactly it. That's where I think fitness is transcendent, though, is that it empowers you in every other area of your life. Because it's like, well, if I can do that, what can I do in this area? Mm. If I have the courage and the tenacity and the discipline to master this, what can I master in business? How vulnerable can I be in my relationships?
That's great that you say that. I mean, let's get a little spiritual here, right?
Well,
I believe,
Manus? Yep.
I believe that humans are here for exploration and innovation. That's what I believe. Right. So I believe that I was really thinking about this the other day, actually. You're placed here without guidelines, without rules, without man-made stuff. Let's Muri. That's always let's scrape that all away. Right. You're placed here with nothing but your body. Right. You're born into this world and you got your body. These are your tools. This is all really you have. Mm. And I was like, OK, I mean. So where do you go with that, right? You're just born and you have your body and that's it. These are your tools and it is up to you to interpret that. I'm like, well, that's what innovation is all about, right? I mean, use your imagination. Nobody's going to dictate what you can do, what you can't do, what you shouldn't and what you should and shouldn't do. So I was like, okay, it's all about innovation and exploration. It's both mentally and physically. So physically, that's what I do. I do capoeira. I do Muay Thai kickboxing. I do weight training. I do body weight training. And I am trying to get the most out of this vessel that I possibly can while I'm here. That's it.
Wow. How about you, Manus? You queefed this morning, though.
No, I just... No, I love what T just said. I try... And I like to feel good in my pants.
Okay.
That's what my... No, but... Maybe we should stop.
How to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.